it's going down. Oh, there it is, our song. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 to play the worst. We're giving away tickets to Harry Connick Jr. in studio with me. Well, I mean, if you're a regular listener, you know this segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. For instance, you know what's the worst? The rubber bands that the mailman uses. I have so many rubber bands. I have like 40 rubber bands because that's the technology that the mail uses to bunch my stuff up. You know what? Just put it, it's not a lot of mail. It's junk mail. Just put it in there.
Or do what I do, and I just change my address, and I don't get any mail.
There's also that.
Man, I mean, my mail's going somewhere, and those rubber bands are happening to somebody, but I don't get them.
I'm the one who gets your rubber bands.
That's right.
All right. You know what's the worst? People who wear aqua shoes. I've done that one before. Aqua, like you go on a vacation, do you wear
Crocs.
Aqua shoes?
Crocs.
Crocs. Do they have an aqua shoe?
Like that was a plug. I was paid to say that.
Yeah, sure.
In studio with me, the co-host of the Arts and Culture Podcast, General Admission, Don Hall and Tyler Green. What's up, guys?
Hey, you know, Justin. We're hanging out.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, guys, this is fun.
Your podcast is launching season 5 at the end of this month, March.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another season. I'm sure you have choice the worst for us tonight. And to incentivize you, like we said, we're giving away prizes. We got some free pizzas for second and third place, but first place tonight, Harry Connick Jr., who I believe is playing at Chicago Theater. He's playing at Chicago Theater on May 18th, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the best, the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text, and we will play until about 10:30. Guys, I threw this out to you. You know, I thought at first, I'm like, they're going to have some good stuff about arts and culture. Don probably doesn't have as many the worst. We have a new segment called The Rant.
Yeah. If you gave me the rant.
His life is
just
the worst.
Put me on the air. Give me an hour. Lock the door. Here it comes. I got a few things I want to say.
Why don't we start with Tyler?
All right.
Tyler, why don't you start tonight? What did you bring for the worst?
I got a few. I'm as angry as Don. I'm just not as loud. So it actually relates to concert tickets, right? So you go to a concert and you get a ticket and it has a time on it. So
right.
Aretha Franklin, Chicago Theater, 7:30 p.m. Somebody like me, I'm very OCD. So I get there. My husband's listening right now. I get there at 7. Okay, I'm ready to go. I got my two wines. I'm ready for the show to start. $20 in. And no Aretha at 7:30, no nothing until like 8:15. Then somebody you've never heard of comes out at 8:15, plays for 15 minutes, another hour break, and then finally Aretha comes out at 9:30. You've got a reserved seat for $125. You don't need to get there at 7:30. It is the worst. Just put the time that the artist is going to come out on to the ticket. It's not
difficult. All right.
I like that rant. That's a good rant, Tyler.
He's really angry.
You know what this
was
prompted by was Madonna has been allegedly like 3 hours late for her past like 9 shows on her tour. You know, and that is not the same
Is it because they start late or is it because there's like 19 opening bands?
It's because you paid $125 and you have a freaking choice. You're going to sit there or you're going to eat the cost.
I have to remember what it was, but I there was someone who was a huge ticket, $100 or whatever, and they just came out. There was no opener. They're like, hey, everybody, and they did it, and it was,
you know,
like
who was?
Perfect.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
He's a man of the people, and he doesn't care about all sort of crap.
Here's the thing. And along that, I think the worst is the fact that you got to pay, you know, like a mortgage on your house or your child's college payment to see. I'm sorry. I'm not paying $100 for a concert ticket unless the Beatles all come back
100?
Alive.
And you guys are old. Because
I think it's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous
100
amount.
100's nothing.
That's why I don't go see concerts, bunch of jags.
100 is 400 level at Soldier Field for Beyonce. Like, you're talking $600 for this Madonna show at wherever she was. Brisbane, I think, is where it happened.
$600.
These people are waiting 3 hours for her to come
we
out.
Just talked,
if the
we just
embodiment
talked,
of Santa Claus came down, I wouldn't pay $100
to see. We just talked about with Chris Jones about the Goodman Theater this summer.
Patty LuPone.
Patty LuPone, $145 is the average.
It's, you know,
Don
it's,
already has his tickets. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't, and I'm not gonna. It's, you know, it's like Hamilton the musical's coming. I have a choice. I can go see Hamilton the musical, or I can buy a freaking Lexus. Those are my choices, and I think, I don't know. Maybe I'll just Ah, it drives me nuts.
Really?
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let me introduce our partner in crime, Pete Zimmerman.
This is his game.
Yeah. All right, Pete, what do you got for tonight?
Good game.
This is I'm not as angry about this, but this is the worst. When you're on Instagram and you accidentally like a sponsored post.
Oh, that's the
worst. I hate that.
That's
flipping, oh, I like Tyler's post. I like Don's. Oh, he got me T-Mobile. Hate that.
You're like, oh, cool. Cool.
Cool T-Mobile.
It's the worst.
Man, that is a really cool New York City nightlife picture where their phone is pink. I'm going to like that. Oh, it's an ad.
It's the worst.
That
is the worst. Getting manipulated at all and liking anything in social media that's a sponsored post is really depressing.
What's Instagram?
Yeah. And actually, Pete, it's actually worse if you're actually going to the bathroom when you like it, because you want to rush. You want to go, no, no. And you're on the pot. You can't do anything. You're kind of stuck in the bidet. It's nothing you can do about it.
There you go.
You have a bidet?
No.
Oh, that's my dream.
But Apple's coming out with one. It's called the iBidet.
iBidet?
Yeah, it'll shoot water up your thing You just mentally go, and then boom.
You just say to Siri, bidet.
Bidet.
Siri, bidet now.
Get your Apple Watch on and hold it behind you.
iBidet.
Squirt.
312-981-7200. So I've got a couple here that are very specific, and we got some people calling in, which is good. 847 says, the sound your dog makes when he's cleaning his special place. You like that one, huh?
I love that one, because that's an awful sound. Let's be honest, because there's a discomfort. Because you want to do it. You wish you could be doing that. You know what I mean? And B... But you don't want to make that sound. Yeah.
All right. I also have the worst. When your college, this is 214, it says, when your college roommate pulls a prank on you and replaces your toothpaste with anchovy paste, and you're too drunk to catch it before your whole mouth reeks like a fish tank.
That's fantastic. That's my favorite so far.
If you're that drunk, your mouth smells like a fish tank anyway.
Yeah, probably not a fish tank, but yeah.
Or something bad, something stinky, yeah.
Okay, so let's take a break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Don Hall and Tyler Green. We're also giving away Harry Connick Jr. tickets for the winner. Second place, we're the ones who got to come up with. We have to pick who's first, second,
and
third.
Okay.
So Don, Tyler, so get ready for that. Two pizzas and a Harry Connick Jr. pair of tickets.
All right.
Coming up, it's the worst. All right, here we are playing the worst on the download. That's every Monday night that we have a show. We have two competent people in studio to help us out. Don Hall and Tyler Green are the competent.
You couldn't find any competent people tonight, so you got
Tyler.
Yeah,
we couldn't find them, but then we found you guys. The co-hosts of the Arts and Culture podcast, General Admission, which is season 5, starts at the end of the month. What's special about this season, guys?
The first episode right out of the gate is my interview with Henry Rollins and Joe Shanahan at the Metro.
Oh, nice,
and
nice.
It was a blast.
That's great.
So yeah,
we're picking a new art form for every episode. 12 episodes, so there will only be one theater episode, and that's it instead of 12. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. All right,
we'll talk more about it coming up here. 312-981-7200. The lines are jammed up. So we're going to get to them in just a second. Do you want to take us to another The Worst? One
sure.
Of yeah, go ahead.
To me, it's the worst is when posers use GoFundMe to pay for their vacation or their friggin' rent.
Nice.
I hate that.
Do people do that?
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. There's
tons.
It's like a fairly notable local lit man. I think you've had him on the show before, did a GoFundMe because he couldn't write in his house, so he needed an office space. And so he got a GoFundMe to fund his office space rent. I went, come on. That's not what this is for, like, starving people in Flint, Michigan. This is not so that you can pay your rent.
I don't think the mission statement of GoFundMe is for starving people in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed
to be.
Clear. It should be. It should be.
Pretty sure it's not your company.
This is for the people who can't make money any other way. They do GoFundMe, not, hey, I really want to go to Cancun. It's on my bucket list. Throw in a couple of bucks. I'm like, I want to punch you right in the head. I hate that. That is the worst.
It's a leap. It's a leap.
All right, we got a ton of phone calls. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming to text. We got a lot of stuff to get through. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're playing the worst. What's the worst, Tom?
I can't believe Adam LaRoche.
Adam LaRoche, the worst?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
Who's that?
You know how long it takes, like, 50 men that work, like, union wages just to make $13 million? Oof. He stunk last year. How many of us take their kids to work every day? I mean, I thought maybe this time he'd get his act together and maybe hit some home runs this year for us. That's what he's getting paid for.
Right.
I mean, why does everybody come to Sox and they crap out? I mean, $13 million and he's walking away. Are you kidding me?
I hear you, Tom.
I mean, gee whiz, man.
I don't want to break the awesome tension that you built on how you got angrier as the rant went on.
Well, I'm letting you know right now. You know, it's a lot of money. You remember you take your kid to work?
Yeah.
I used to ask. I had a daughter I brought. I had to, because it was take your son to work. I asked permission to bring my daughter to work that day. You know?
Yeah.
When I worked for Mitsuha. And it's just crazy. I can't believe this is going on. Right. I mean, that man.
I know. It's a
gee whiz, man. You know, what do you want from us? We're Sox fans. He stunk last year. He got a great contract for 2 years. I was hoping this year maybe, hey, come on. And then all of a sudden, his child, hey, I'm not against kids coming to work. My dad took me to work all the time when we were for Martin Oil. But come on. You know, that's terrible. Right.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for that. That's
I mean, Tyler and I don't know anything about sports.
Wait, slow down.
At all.
Who do you work for?
Yeah. No, but Tyler and I don't know anything about sports at all. But I'm telling you, the passion was a seller.
Tom nailed it because he started with Adam LaRoche is the White Sox player who retired because his boss said to him, you can't bring your kid to work every day.
Oh, okay. I did read about it. Okay, I read about that. Okay, I read
and
about
so
that.
And so Tom's mad, and that's what he was doing this thing. And what I really liked about Tom was the flow. I mean, he had that down. He got angrier and angrier as it went on.
Yeah. What was Matutsa? What was that?
I don't know. That's where he worked.
He worked for Matutsa. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, and Martin Oil.
Why you got to ask so many questions?
Yeah, what is your problem?
He said he worked for Matutsa.
That wasn't part of the rent.
Curious, man.
Let's keep going.
That was just a side piece of information.
Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, you are on the worst. Sarah, what's the worst?
I'm a terrible person for saying this. I'm embarrassed, but it's true. When you're at a store and the lines are packed and you get done and your bill, whatever, and then they say, would you like to donate $1 for the poor kids or cancer or whatever it is? And it's like all this pressure. Everyone's looking at you like, is she going to donate or is she like a complete whatever, you know? It's so, then you can't win.
You're either
like giving money or you're a total jerk and everyone knows it.
Love it, Sarah. Love it.
The only thing I want to tell Sarah is, Sarah, the thing about it is you don't know those people. And so next time you're in that line and they say, would you like to donate to Kansas? I just want you to scream in a really bad English accent, bah, humbug, and then throw something and then take your groceries away.
Do you guys have that? Do you ever give money at the checkout?
Yeah. I go to Whole Foods. They say, do you want to round up? I say, yeah. I mean, it's just easy to say that. I like even numbers.
I like Sarah's honesty because I agree. There are times where I'm always like, I knee-jerk to no because I think everything in life is a scam. So I'm like, no.
Nope.
Before you even finish, no. And they're like, but I don't care. No.
Well, you know, I believe that empathy in some ways is a way to end the world. If you really want to donate, you don't donate a whole bunch of little amounts to, because a lot of these nonprofits, it costs them more to process your payment. So you take a large sum and you give it to something that actually matters, not a dollar.
Yeah, but what if a bunch of
Easter Seals kids?
But what if a bunch of people round up 50 cents at Whole Foods in a day and that ends up being
$3,000? Trust Whole Foods? Do you really trust them?
Here we go.
I don't.
Here we go.
I don't try.
All right, let's do Susan. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
Going on a job interview, having a great interview, and then shaking the hands of the person that interviewed you, and turning around to exit and walking into a glass wall.
Oh, yes.
That is the worst. That is the worst.
Susan, you got to hang in this game. That's great. I'm going to keep you on hold. That's a good one. Oh, Susan.
Yeah, that's good.
You just reminded me of a time when I was in Barcelona, or should I say Barcelona, and I was
not
a young boy.
Not if you don't want me to shove you in a locker.
I was 18 years old, I think, on study abroad, and we were at this place called Chupitos, which I believe means shot, and it was a shot bar, and they had this like menu of 100 shots, and this woman was the bartender. We just kept getting drunker and drunker. Harry Potter was one of the shots, and she was like, I've got this mysterious shot. You don't want it. All night, I was like, I want this shot. I want this shot. And so finally, at the end of the night, she's like, I convince her to give me the shot. So it's me and my friend Justin, a different Justin, and she puts these military helmets on us and says it's called the Revolution. And then she gets these plastic guns out, starts hitting us on the head with them, and lighting our shots on fire, has every alcohol in it. And she's so happy, and I'm so happy, and I turn around and I ran into a glass wall, and I have a scar right here on my
nose.
Did you
break the...
I didn't break it, but it was not a good moment in my life.
You're like a drunken pigeon.
Let's do one more before we go to the break to the news. Let's go to Ray. Ray, what's the worst, Ray?
The worst is when a business offers free Wi-Fi and you can't even dial up anything. You can't Google or search for anything because it's so bad.
Yeah. You know what one I don't like is when you're like, oh, it's Wi-Fi, and then you are like, great, and then you turn on your browser and it goes to their page and they're like, hey, they do this where I get my car serviced.
Yeah.
And then you're not even sure what you can do at that point. Like, maybe I got to pay. It's like what they do on the airlines. I hate that stuff.
Yeah. If you're going to give free Wi-Fi. Make it decent Wi-Fi.
Are you honestly losing money by not offering free Wi-Fi? Yeah, I mean, talk about scamming the scam.
Just trying to squeeze every dime out of you. Yeah. And if I know Ray, and I think I know Ray, Ray doesn't have a dime to squeeze. Right. So, you know, he wants good Wi-Fi.
Ray, that's pretty much what this is about, right?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that it winds up being, it's supposed to be a benefit, and it winds up making you think negative of them.
Yeah, right. You know? You're right. So that's like a marketing opportunity that gone awry.
It's like, here's this free thing, but first I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Don Hall and Tyler Green.
No, just Don Hall. I do not endorse
Tyler
that statement.
Tyler wants out. These guys are the co-hosts of General Admission. The podcast season 5 begins at the end of March. We'll talk more about that. But also the worst, 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. Harry Connick Jr. tickets are on the line. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
It's a download here on WGN Radio, 10 o'clock, 10:10. We're playing the worst. We'll play for another, I guess, for another 10 or so minutes, and then we'll pick the winners. Tonight, we're giving away 2 Lou Malnati's gift certificates and the number one prize, tickets to Harry Connick Jr. It's going to be at the Chicago Theater on May 18th. Don Hall, Tyler Green, they're the co-hosts of the podcast, the Arts and Culture Podcast, General Admission, which season 5 begins at the end of March. Where do people find it?
GeneralAdmissionChicago.com.
Oh, a website.
It's a website.
It's so old. That's so
internet. It's old school, my friend.
Alternatively, geocities.com/gx42/generaladmission.html.
All right, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I have a ton of text to get through, and we're going to get through them in just a second. I wanted to go to Twitter. Claire's got a great one on Twitter. When you take the time to lovingly heat up a lean cuisine for your kid for dinner, and he's, for some reason, ungrateful. That's great. Zim, what do you got? You got another one?
Sure. The worst is when you're driving on a main street, say like Clark Street up in Andersonville, and there's the crosswalk, and there's a little sign, stop sign for people in the crosswalk, but people that stop at that stop sign when nobody is in the crosswalk.
What? They do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
So people who are driving, there's nobody there to cross, and they stop anyway at a crosswalk?
Exactly.
That's that's ridiculously unsafe.
It's the law, isn't it?
No, it's not. There has to be somebody in the crosswalk.
There got to be people in the crosswalk. The thing about it is you got to read that, though. Right. That's the thing. It's like, let's put a sign in the middle of the road that people have to stop and read to know whether they have to stop and read it. That's ridiculous.
You know what's also the worst?
What's the worst?
I experienced this on Clark Street. You just reminded me this weekend. Walking down the street, just trying to enjoy your day. Girl Scout cookies on the corner. You walk by, you have to buy the Girl Scout cookies. You can't walk past the Girl Scouts and not buy the cookies. So now we have, you know, six boxes of Girl Scout cookies sitting at home.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hey, I had a Girl Scout.
Actually, that's not too bad.
I had a Girl Scout. I had the Girl Scout saying, hey, will you buy ticket? I said, no. And she got the disappointed look on her and said, hey, there's a glass ceiling. You need to get used to disappointment.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk. He's
such a mean person. I you know, when I can't stand back to crosswalk, the worst is when, and this happens a lot on Randolph Street, you'll get to a certain point where they get up to the crosswalk and they'll start looking at their phone. And you roll up as a driver and you slow down to let them go. And a lot of traffic still hasn't figured out whether or not everybody's going to do that or not. So people are kind of almost like slamming on their brakes because you stop and they don't go.
Yeah, or they wave you.
They wave you on. Yeah, they're like, dude, I just stopped, man. Yeah. Roll out. Please justify my stop.
Mm-hmm. What if they don't have to cross the street?
No, they aren't crossing the street. They're just old school Chicagoans like myself. Who will go? Will let wait till all the traffic's gone.
There you go. Okay.
But I stop for them. The law tells me to, and they're like, "No, keep going. I'll wait till you're past." And I'm like, "No, it doesn't work that way."
I think this is the centerpiece of all of Chicago's political and social issues right here.
It really is. People
get so mad about pedestrians and drivers get so mad about this very thing.
And then you throw in the bicyclists, and then it's chaos, my friends.
They don't even date. Nah.
There's anger and
even
rage.
Go into Uber.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get through some of these texts because people text in. 815, the worst is driving 18 hours to a music festival to only have the first day completely rained out. That does suck.
Yeah, that's the worst.
563, the worst is not being able to win the worst because I live in Iowa. 815, going to vote in the primary. When quietly asked which party, I whispered Democrat. The man loudly repeats the same to the next person and the next person. Five total Democrat. Pretty soon, pretty sure it's still echoing through the halls of the VFW.
Wait, can I interrupt you really quick? Uh-huh. I have a Democrat political thing. Feel the burn, okay? Listen, Bernie Sanders is awesome. Love it. Great. Good job. Feel the burn, though? Really? We couldn't have done better than that?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Feel the burn, Don. Could we just say go Sanders?
No, I like feel the burn because Bernie, what it does is that, first Bernie of all, it says life. Bernie Sanders, but it also says
But it sounds like
STD.
An STD.
Yeah, and it says STD, so all of a sudden Bernie is like way more hip than a 72-year-old man.
Yeah, he's going for the 19-year-olds.
Just saying,
like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, feel the burn. It suddenly makes gonorrhea, like, exciting.
A political platform.
That's right.
630's got one. Your son, this is getting into it. Your son gets a free ride to an in-state college, and your wife wants him to go to out-of-state school, $40,000 a semester, and
God.
He agrees.
Wow.
$40,000.
Or we'll see. He could either go to school or he could buy a ticket to Beyonce. It's either one. One or the other.
630 says when you throw a fat, juicy steak on the grill, go check a few minutes later and you found out you ran out of propane.
Just put it in the microwave. It's fine.
What?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
84815 says when you're driving and two cars in front of you in the left and right lane have matched speeds and you can't get around them. All right, let's go to the calls. I want to get to Kaner. Kaner, what's the worst, Kaner?
Hey, this is Kaner. I tell you, it drives me nuts when I'm holding the door for someone at Starbucks, and not only do they not say thank you, but they then cut in front of me in line and don't realize that because I was doing a nice gesture for them, now I got to wait longer.
That's terrible. That is the worst.
That's the worst. Yeah, it's the worst. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even have a riff on that because that's raw. That's raw. You know, you know what's actually what's the worst about the holding the door? It's like when you go someplace and you hold the door for one person, and then the next person comes through, and then all of a sudden you get a string,
like 7 or 8.
And all of a sudden you're the doorman, and you know everybody's like very nice, but there's like 19 people walking through the door, and you're like, whoa, somebody tip me. What?
773's got you call an insurance company and stay on hold for 20 minutes. Only find out you called the wrong number and you get transferred to the right number. Hold for another 20 minutes. You get the line cut and it gets hung up. You call again the wrong number because you get into the right number. You stay on hold again, but your question answered in less than 5 minutes. Your hold time was longer than talking to the customer service agent. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
That was a long text.
Yeah, yeah.
773 says the worst when you trip in public and try to play it off like nothing happened. Then you silently hear someone giggling when you start to feel embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
Happens to me like almost every day.
That's like when you fart in an elevator. You go, you look around. You look around. Like, you look at each, look at everybody like, did you do that? Yeah, yeah.
847, this might be my winner. This might be my winner, 847. You know what's the worst? When you text your 15-year-old daughter happy birthday and she just ignores it.
Love that.
That's so terrible.
It's the worst, but that's kind of what 15-year-olds do.
Worst, 815 says, worst is being in the 815 area code in Stockton, Illinois, and trying to call a contest line for years and years. Never once getting through. Never once. The worst. Well,
that
I read
is
it.
The worst.
So there you go. See text. 847, the worst is buying a new car, parking in a parking lot, getting hit.
Hey.
While you're in the store, then going to trade it in to find out you're worth $4,000 less because you have an accident on your history report. That just sounds terrible.
It is rough.
All right, let's do these calls and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and do the wins. Let's do the Tim. Tim, what's the worst, Tim?
The worst is you're preparing for a really big breakfast. You got your big bowl of Captain Crunch and you're ready to dive in. You got your newspaper and you open the fridge. And there's no milk.
That's the worst. That's a traditional worst.
Yeah.
Right?
I like
Thanks,
that
Tim.
One.
Thanks,
Tim. Yeah.
Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Pam. Pam, what's the worst?
The worst is, because I'm a good citizen, good driver, you pull over for the pedestrian and you wave them on. And they're like, no, you go. And then they're giving me the finger. You know, you go. trying to be a lady, but that's a kind of a assault.
Give
insult.
You a the
it
finger?
Usually doesn't what? Happen, but I'm one of those that'll go, you go, and I'm a good driver, but when you got a pedestrian standing there going, you go, and then they're giving me the finger.
That's crazy.
You go! So, that upsets me.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks for that.
Are you a Harry Connick Jr. fan, Pam?
There you go.
Pretty good. All right, we'll take a break here. 312-981-7200. We'll come back and we will give away third prize, Lou Malnati's. Second prize, Lou Malnati's. First prize, Harry Connick Jr. at the Chicago Theater. It's a download. The worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? The worst come to my people's come first. The worst come to the worst. The worst come to the worst. My people's come first.
It's a download. It's the worst. It's Monday night. WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Don Hall, Tyler Green, Pete Zimmerman. We're playing the worst tonight. These guys are the co-hosts of the podcast General Admission, the Arts and Culture Podcast, Season 5, beginning the end of March. You know, we're about to crown the champs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But before we do that, what did we leave? I mean, did you guys have more the worst that you wanted to throw out?
I had one. I was feeling a little emotional about it today, and I just wanted to share. I am an anxiety-ridden and stricken human, and I like to look for things to calm anxiety. And my good friend Don here likes to make fun of me, and so particularly for the usage of pharmaceuticals prescribed.
Well, I just say you want to calm down, work out or
yeah,
something.
So right, then right. Today, the other day, I got some essential oils from Nordstrom's. Granted, they were $20 for
essential
something.
Oils.
Let me finish for something the size of my pinky. Essential so granted, oils. That's the worst. But also the worst is the fact that I went for something natural, and he still found something wrong with it. It's the worst when your friends don't support your efforts
oils.
To well-being.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing. Is he got
last
advice?
Word.
He got advice from a woman in her office who is every bit as stressed out as he is on a regular basis. And I'm thinking, you don't go to the person who's stressed out and say, "Hey, what's a good de-stressor?" You go to the person that's not stressed out and say, "What's a good de-stressor?" And she said, "Get this frickin' oil that you put on your scalp." It's like, you got to be kidding me! And he paid $20 for like a thimble of it. And then immediately started rolling it on his head. And I went, you know, right. I'm sorry.
It helped.
It did not help.
It did.
It did. No, it didn't.
Not all as right. much
it just
as the
made you smell like lavender. You smelled like lavender and peppermint oil for about 2 days.
All right. 630 says, you know what's the worst? Lifted pickup trucks that will never see an unpaved road. That's true.
That is true.
Let's see what we have here. The worst is, I don't think this has ever happened in history. Maybe it has. 630 says the worst is when you take a Viagra and then you get in a fight with your spouse before you get busy. Yeah, it seems like it kind of, now you're writing jokes, right?
I think you're working hard for that one.
You're
yeah.
working hard for
yeah,
that
one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
815, and this is a good place to stop, and then we'll get into the top three. 815 says, when you waved at somebody because you thought they waved at you, only to find out they were waving at somebody else.
Yeah,
that's a tradition. We had a lot of traditionalists tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the no milk in the fridge, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Tripping on the sidewalk, the worst.
Yep. Actually the worst.
The sound your dog makes when they're licking themselves, the worst.
That is the worst. I mean, it really is the worst.
Horrible. Horrible.
You know, when you're on a first date and the dog's humping her leg, that's the worst.
Well, I had the worst. One time I was on a first date, this is a long time ago, and my roommate had a dog. It was an old dog. And I brought the girl home, and no one was home except that dog. And the dog just decided at that point, first time I'd ever done that, to empty its faculties. Pee and number two in a sort of like I'm helpless kind of way, like right by the door, and I'm like, well, welcome to my house.
Hello.
It is the worst. That's the worst. Not my dog. I'm the dog, this dog out
the
here.
Worst dog story. I've got a friend of mine that teaches in the Chicago Public Schools. He was helping a guy move, helping his guy and his wife, and it's raining. It's a terrible day, and he's the only guy that showed up to help him move. There's this little yap dog, and the yap dog is biting at his ankles while they're trying to carry these heavy bureaus and stuff. And he looks over, he says, if you don't put this dog in a room, I'm going to kill it. And they leave the dog out, and at one point, this is a true story.
No, he did not.
He just kind of, and but this thing, the way he does it, he didn't kick hard, but he kicked the dog. It snapped its neck, and nobody else was there. They had like another 2.5 hours of moving that they had to do.
That's the worst.
So they continued to move stuff while the wife is wailing in the
kitchen.
Get
that guy on the phone. He won.
Yeah, that is the worst.
That is the worst. Wow, you brought us down with the final there. Okay, so here's what we're giving away tonight. We're giving away Lou Malnati's gift certificates. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumelnatis.com. And we're giving away as the number one prize a pair of tickets to an evening with Harry Connick Jr. on May 18th at the Chicago Theater, presented by Jam Productions. Tickets are on sale now at the Chicago Theater's box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 800-745-3000. All right, so let's do this. Here's what we have. We have at number three, and this is a fun one. This is a fun one. It was Tom who called in, who ranted about Adam LaRoche.
Yes.
I don't usually give any of the stuff to topical. Like, if it's, I don't like Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
But the way that Tom had elegantly sort of stretched out his argument and got angrier and red-faced.
It was Boghossian. It was almost Boghossian in its approach.
I love...
It was wild.
There's two theater guys here. You get to love the performance.
And that it's Boghossian, that's kind of genius that you made that connection. I'm actually kind of excited about that.
All right, so that's Tom. Tom who called in with the Adam LaRoche rant will be number three. Number two. Okay, number two is going to go to another caller, Susan. Susan called in, and she had a great job interview. Everything was going well, and when she turned around, she went smack dab into the glass window, not the door, and did that in front of her potential.
We never found out if she got the job. We wondered if she got the job.
She probably did.
It would be well. It would be how you stuck the landing on that. You know, I mean, if you hit that glass, it's all in how you recover. If you recover with some grace or some humor, maybe you're getting the job. You just look like you just smacked into some glass and you feel like you're gonna die, maybe you're gonna lose the
that's
job.
That's why Brian Boitano was so successful.
There you go.
He stuck the landing.
I mean, if you don't, they get up and they just keep going. So Susan and Tom are gonna get Lou Malnati's gift certificates. The number. Number one, though, was a texter at 847, and the text is going to get them tickets to Harry Connick Jr. The text is, you text your 15-year-old daughter, happy birthday, and she just ignores it. And Todd is on the line. Todd, you're the winner. That really happened to you, Todd.
Thank you.
That happened to you?
Yes, it did. It happened to me this morning.
Oh, man. It's fresh.
She was on spring break, or she's on spring break. I texted her, I figured she was still sleeping. And like 2 hours later, I call her. She still didn't return my call. We had a little bit of a spat over the weekend, so she's probably just a little peeled at me, but whatever.
On a birthday, no less.
Well, you get to see Harry Connick Jr. now.
You should take her, say, hey, I got
No, don't take her. She didn't even say thank you. No, don't take her. Take somebody else's daughter, you know? Just to show her, man.
Todd, congratulations. Stay on the line. Thank you so much for playing tonight. And thanks to everyone for all the people who text in, and we may not have read your stuff, or you called in and we weren't able to get to you. Thank you so much for playing, participating tonight. We will do it every Monday night here on the Download. Don Hall, Tyler Green, the podcast, General Admission. You can get it at generalmissionchicago.com.
Correct.
Uh-huh. At the end of March will be the beginning of Season 5, which features an interview with Joe Shanahan, Henry Rollins, and...
More.
Others. Others of note.
I stuck that landing like Brian Boitano.
Guys, great to see you. Thanks for
being
here.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.